This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A nation that does not protect prosperity at home cannot protect its interests abroad. A nation that is not prepared to win a war is a nation not capable of preventing a war. A nation that is not proud of its history cannot be confident in its future. And a nation that is not certain of its values cannot summon the will to defend them. Today, grounded in these truths, we are presenting to the world our new national security strategy. Based on my direction, this document has been in development for over a year. It has the endorsement of my entire cabinet. Our new strategy is based on a principled realism, guided by our vital national interests and rooted in our timeless values. This strategy recognizes that whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. We accept that vigorous military, economic, and political contests are now playing out all around the world. We face rogue regimes that threaten the United States and our allies. We face terrorist organizations, transnational criminal networks, and others who spread violence and evil around the globe. We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth. We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
You know, to hear the president talk about principled realism, I mean, this is his vision for our country and our relationship with our allies, and also putting our enemies on notice that it is, once again, as Ronald Reagan said, it's peace by strength, you know. And
I have to say, after hearing something like that and then hearing how Nikki Haley handled the UN thing, mm-hmm. I really like that. I like how she handled the whole, you know, look, this is an insult, and we won't forget this.
Right.
And then he, you know, in his speech there, he's talking about, there's nothing wrong with wanting to protect your country's interests.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to say, I like it.
Well, and I, the thing is, Scott, in hearing Donald Trump speak like this, and this is what gets me sometimes in trying to understand, you know, because like, look, we all have differences, and I appreciate, I want to appreciate the other side's opinion, but I have a hard time when it's so dogmatic and idiomatic that there's no room for conversation here. But I listen to what Donald Trump is laying out, and then, you hear some of these pundits and, MSNBC, some of the comments they make about our president. I think, what are they hearing that I'm not hearing? What am I getting here? I am because I'm not so ideologically fixed as they are. It's the wrong gospel, wrong church, or what? But I hear what the president shared in terms of his vision as being very reasonable, and one that puts all on notice. I think it puts, even within our own government, those that who might think a little bit differently, I believe it crystallizes the vision of what our national security and our posture is supposed to be like. It's not one of appeasement. It's going to be one based on strength. And with the increase in what the president is asking for in terms of an increase in military budget, and I think America will be better fortified, to demonstrate that. And Boy, you talk about putting your money where your mouth is. Well, here's your mouth, and let's see how the money backs it up. And if we're going to have people in Congress to come alongside this vision that the president laid out for us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us as we cozy on up and do the best we can to stay warm. And we're going to talk about, wonderful time of year. Christmas is almost here, and we're back with some real-time data just in from Verizon's Holiday Retail Index. Now, the data reveals major shifts in consumer buying habits throughout the holidays, as well as predictions for the final week of shopping before Christmas. Recently, the index provided data on signature dates like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Now, on December 19th, we'll get a timely update on the state of holiday spending and what that means for last-minute shoppers and retailers shopping predictions for Super Saturday. You got Super Saturday on December 23rd. Michelle Dupree is with us, and she's in charge. So she's got control of all the data. So I'm going to yield to you, Michelle. How are we doing?
I'm great, Bill, and thanks for having me on today. And I wouldn't say I'm in control, but I can certainly share with you the index and what Verizon has done with the Holiday Retail Index and what the numbers mean and what we anticipate happening this past weekend and then kind of leading into, like you said, into Super Saturday. So first and foremost, the index absolutely, it measures consumer broadband traffic to the top U.S.-based online retailers, and we compare the daily volumes with the same day from last year. So, for example, we compare 2016 Black Friday, compare that to this year, and look for trends in terms of volume.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like the retail stars are all aligned here perfectly, Michelle. You know, with the weekend leading into Christmas, I mean, this is going to be an incredible Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's there's a combination. The index showed early on with Black Friday was up 111%. That weekend showed steady, great growth with 24% on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, 29% on that Sunday, and then Cyber Monday was 84%. And then we saw steady growth, week over week, weekly, year over year. And then this past weekend we saw, it starting to pick up, and here we are now the Tuesday, which most retailers are promoting as the last day for standard shipping. Mm-hmm. So I think from this point forward and into, to your point about Super Saturday, I think we'll just see this is the, know, the home stretch, so to say, of this very long race of a holiday season. And, you know, it's today and it's through Saturday to capture that last bit of wallet share that's still out there to be had.
So what does it look like? What are you predicting?
So I think, you know, today, obviously, we saw some growth on Friday and on Saturday in the teens. So, again, modest growth picking things back up. And I think, you know, from this point forward, I think we'll see steady growth online. And I think you'll see really retailers go all in with their promotional activity and really encourage customers to take advantage of the shipping deadlines. And then also, you know, some of the trends that we've seen historically, which we expect to be back, is, you know, that expedited shipping. You get expedited shipping if you spend a certain dollar amount. Mm. So I think we'll see retailers just really out there, full on promotional activity, encouraging customers to engage with them and take advantage of promotional activity around shipping. Mm-hmm. And then I think you'll see a lot of retailers too that have brick and mortar, which is a fantastic asset for them to have at this point, is that they can encourage customers to, you know, leverage the convenience of buying online, but also in terms of shipping, they can have everything, you know, they can do a pickup in store, guaranteed delivery, guaranteed that they still get their package. And really, it's kind of, you know, for a lot of consumers, it's the best of both worlds. So they can shop when they want, where they want, but then also just go to the store to pick up their goods.
Yeah, don't you love the positivity? I mean, it's been a while. I mean, there's some real energy you feel out there in the marketplace. I as I was mentioning to you earlier, I just got back from New York City. And I'll tell you, the sidewalks were buzzing. I mean, you know, packages were rolling out, and retailers seemed to have a little bit of a bounce in their step. And I'm talking about brick and mortar right now. But it's been a very good season so far, it looks like, for everybody.
Yeah, it definitely started out strong, and I think retailers, you know, to your point, I think it's been a long season, and I think that is, you know, really, you know, it's been a great opportunity for them to, you know, just be, you know, creative and just engaging with their, you know, with their customers and getting them to come into the store, getting them to, you know, engage with them online. And I think that combination with consumer confidence, I think it absolutely is played into, you know, just a very upbeat season so far. And, you know, we still have some days left here, and I think that they'll continue to pull out all stops and drive that great customer engagement.
Why not? America's winning. Let's keep the ball rolling in a positive way. Michelle, help us understand a little bit on the index tracks. You know, the index tracking e-commerce traffic across Verizon's broadband networks, and how it illustrates holiday shopping patterns and trends. How do you figure that out?
Yeah, so what we do is, again, we look at broadband traffic and we look at it at a macro level. So we're never, you know, looking at specific sites. We're not looking at basket size. We don't have that insight. It's just looking at the macro level of trends in terms of total volume, and be able to compare that, you know, from year over year and you know, just look for those trends in terms of volume increases, decreases. And again, going back to when we first published, it's just all indications that, you know, the growth is absolutely there, and consumers are absolutely engaging in what we will call a digital world, and you know, feel strongly that they'll continue to engage with retailers in that matter.
Well, Michelle, you've been seeing this growth and development. I mean, this has got to be exciting for you to see how this is evolving, and makes you wonder, you know, what's it going to be like next year?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is exciting. And I think, you know, you look at retail in general, and it's definitely, you know, it's an exciting area. And I think it's, you know, they've really, you know, it's about their brand and the brand association with consumers. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, it's a combination of them promoting their brand, getting the right consumer engagement. And then to make this all a reality, it's really the underlying technology, mm-hmm. That drives that consumer engagement and also enables the retailers to have that level of engagement with their consumers. And, you know, I think one of the simplest and most profound examples is, you know, you think about smartphone adoption and where we were 3 years ago and,
exactly.
You know, the number of mobile apps that were out there compared today. You know, you as a consumer, you have a mini mall at your fingertips that, you know, you can pretty much access, anyone, anywhere and, engage with them and it's convenient. So I think it's exactly. it's exciting because I think it's an opportunity that we're going to continue to see grow. And, I think it's just, consumers, they love it. I think they absolutely love the engagement and the promotional activity and, in some cases the gamification, but it's, it's an exciting time, I think, for retailers and also consumers.
Well, the Holiday Retail Index has lots of good news for consumer and the retailer. But for the consumers, we wrap things.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
Merry Christmas, filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Alfie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup and action 2-inch airwings while Aaron.
No,
shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's The Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and the place where we still say Merry Christmas. Welcome, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the interesting time about this season is it's a great opportunity for families to get together. And sometimes, you know, it can be a little touchy when you have to talk about things that are not so merry and can be a little bit of a challenge. But with some preparation, you can deal with some serious issues. What I'm talking about is this holiday season, many Americans travel to visit loved ones, with the number of older drivers increasing and more traffic on the highways. More adults are dealing with concerns about their older relatives' driving ability. Now, how do you know when it's time to talk with an older relative about their driving safety? Well, if you're like me, and you thank God that your 93-year-old mother has discovered that it was time for her to set her keys aside, and I didn't have to confront her with that conversation, I was thankful. But yet we were coming to that point where we had to have that conversation. And with us right now to tell us more about this and how would, you know, maybe would be a the best way to broach this subject, if you think it's time to be talking with someone in your family who is a senior and maybe they need to consider restricting, if not setting aside, their driving independence. Jody Olszewski joins us now. She's the executive director of the Hartford Center for Mature Market Excellence, leading a team of corporate gerontologists who conduct primary research and deliver expert services across the Hartford. Jody, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you for being here to talk about a topic that can, I mean, of all the things we can talk about when this family gets together this time of year, it's not necessarily, I mean, it can be a tough topic to broach.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, driving is essential for all of us, and particularly as we age, we know it becomes increasingly important to stay connected, both with our communities and with the people that we love. It really is kind of the glue that keeps us connected to all of those things. So talking with an older relative about their driving can be difficult. What I suggest is that if you're worried, you should first find out if your concerns are valid. And that first step is getting in the car and observing the older driver. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have a tendency to, you know, to drive our older relatives around. And I would suggest that we consider being a passenger and just observe the driving. Look for any warning signs that you could be concerned about, because it's always important to work from a fact base when you're having these conversations.
Yeah, without a doubt, and probably approach it from your own understanding of what, as you alluded to here, Jody. You know, remember when we were 16 and we got our driver's license, what that meant for us? You know, the independence, the ability to go and see friends, and I think more than anything else, it's just this rite of passage that it gave us. Now, on the downside of the bell curve, it's time to hang up the keys. And are we ready to, you know, deal with that issue, you know, psychologically, and what that represents? That all of a sudden now I'm losing a big part of my independence, right?
That's right. It's so important to well-being. And, you know, I think it's really critical, in addition to observing driving and looking for the warning signs, you want to really prepare adequately for that conversation and know what the other options are that are out there, either resources in your loved one's community, driving options, but also, you know, the informal networks are sometimes the best, friends, families, neighbors. And setting up those resources, so it's not just about doing the required trips, like going to the doctor's office or the eye doctor or the dentist, but it's about those spontaneous kind of, you know, running to get an ice cream or running to the store for something you realized you needed. As much as possible, if you can try to set up resources to help with that, that will really go a long way in helping your older relative feel like they're not isolated. They're still connected.
Exactly. Well, Jody, I say, look, if you want to be successful, do what other successful people have done. And in this particular topic, you have talked to families and other experiences that you've been able to, you know, to log in. What are the successful families that deal with this topic? When I say successful, I'm talking about being able to get an older family member to that point where they need to be, you know, still maintain responsibility and, you know, for us to be sensitive to them and for them to be responsible drivers.
Sure, sure. I think one of the things that can help is having conversations early on, just bringing up the topic. You know, it's not unusual for an older relative to kind of adjust their driving as they notice changes. Maybe your mom did that, but
yes.
You drive at night, not drive in bad weather. Those are great opportunities instead of, you know, kind of criticizing them for not going out to the night party.
Yeah, right.
Instead, engage with what's going on with them. And that's a great way to start the conversation instead of just talking about it if there is a crisis that comes up. And then if you do feel like you need to take that conversation to the next level, you are concerned, you want to be thoughtful about it. Resist the temptation to bring it up, you know, with all your siblings at the holiday table.
Right.
And think about
a driving intervention, no bueno, right?
That's absolutely right. That'll bring down your spirits pretty quickly around the
right.
holidays.
Yeah.
So choose the right messenger. You know, who seems to have the best rapport? When's the right time? And then start the conversation in a non-threatening way. And if you've been having the conversations, as they've been telling you about
yes.
your adjustments, then it's not so abrupt. And it still doesn't make it any easier. It's still difficult. But it's a more natural conversation. And, you know, that older relative will probably be more receptive.
Without a doubt. What are the driving warning signs that we should be looking for?
Well, you know, it's important to not, you know, single out just one driving mistake. We all make those. So what you're looking for are patterns of warning signs and for an increase in frequency and severity. And these warning signs, you know, vary. Some can be more serious and some are just, you know, things for you to pay attention to. On the minor side of things, if you see that the person is having increasing difficulty turning to back up, if they're parking inappropriately, if they're hitting the curbs, that's when you want to start paying attention. On the more serious side of things, if they're having near misses, if they seem to really to be delayed in their responsiveness to unexpected situations, and then, of course, an obvious one, if they're confused at exits, that's really when you need to get involved right away. And sooner rather than later, I always like to say, when you notice those kind of changes going on.
Well, Jody, you know, for those families that are going to be having that conversation, maybe this holiday season, in the coming months, I mean, there's no question. It's one of those, you know, I guess, rites of passages that we all go through. And what you're suggesting here is that it is a process. It's not like all of a sudden you want to, you know, open up door number two and let it fall out there. But, you know, begin the conversation. And the sooner the better, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, most important, you want to help that older relative to feel comfortable expressing his or her feelings as well. It should be an exchange. It should be an actual conversation versus a telling. And so I think that you do want to be thoughtful and, you know, very supportive and positive and have those alternatives ready. In your back pocket, ready to pull out.
And speaking of which, I want you to know there's resources and tools available, right, for older drivers and their families.
Yes, there absolutely are. At the Hartford, we've been looking at this topic for many years, and we have a lot of resources at our website, which is thehartford.com/lifetime. One of which is a guidebook called We Need to Talk that you can download, and it really is everything that families and individuals need to prepare for having those conversations. It's based on a number of years' worth of research with our partner, MIT ACE Lab.
Now, you got some survey highlights you can touch on and also tell people where they can go for more information. We only got about 30 seconds left, Jody.
Okay. The good news from the survey is that most people want to hear from their family members. So you can go to our website at thehartford.com/lifetime and really prepare yourself to have those conversations.
Well, Jody, good stuff here. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and share it with our listeners and their families. Jody Olszewski, Executive Director of the Hartford Center for Mature Market Excellence, leading a team of corporate gerontologists who conduct primary research and deliver expert service.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
I want to thank you. Miles away from home.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
I want to thank you.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. We got a real special guest for us right now. Dr. Mark Hovinger joins us. He's a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and the managing editor at Kairos Journal. Additionally, Dr. Hovinger is a contributor to the new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible, which we're going to be talking about at length because it is a timely release. Dr. Hovinger, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, good to have you with us to talk about the release of this new King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. It was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Why did you and C. Ben Mitchell, who's a Grace Professor at Moral Philosophy at Union University, come together to present this new version?
It's an amazing story. I'll be very brief about it, but the CEO of a company called American Standard Corporation, that they make toilets and train air conditioning and Westinghouse air brakes, he had a crisis in life when he lost the wife of his youth, and he came to the Lord in the midst of this. Then there was a young woman who was a Muppeteer. She was on the Sesame Street for years.
Oh,
and
wow.
She came to the Lord in Manhattan, and she'd been single all her life, and God brought them together. And as he retired with after great success with American Standard, he had a foundation. He founded basically a ministry to fund Christian efforts. And he and she were married, and they decided that they saw America and really the West just slipping into all kinds of moral chaos. They were impressed with the story of William Wilberforce. But Mr. Kampouras wanted to know, who was his pastor? Who was the one that kept William Wilberforce going and encouraged John Newton and so forth? This guy named John Dent. And he
good
said,
question.
He wanted to set up,
yeah.
Set up a website to raise up John Dents all over the place. Mm. So we might have Wilberforces. So we started a website, and we ended up doing 2,200 articles on 38 topics, writing in four different ways. And Nelson came to us and said, look, you have all this material up there. Maybe we can build a Bible around this. And so they've basically taken around 400 articles and worked them into this Bible corresponding with particular passages. And it's coming out. And so it just happened. But we had the website first, and it's up there. And incidentally, if you buy the Bible, you have access to the entire website.
Wow, that's awesome. Mark, I got to tell you, I am really impressed here because for many years, and how you and I have not been connected before now is unbelievable, because as we know, the things of God always happen in perfect timing, because this has been my heart's cry, is that we needed to have an outreach dealing with the issues of the day, and here it is, you've been doing this all along, and I got to tell you, it is heartening to finally connect with you, and I want to say, where have you been most of my life, because I've been looking for this, because I think this is really needed, because, you know, we need to have good conversation, educated conversation on these issues. We see things are not happening, you know, and just as you said, your benefactors and what they saw, again, what is their names? I want to make sure I have their names correctly.
Yeah, it's Emmanuel Kampouras. It's a Greek name. And then, anyway, she was Camille Bonoro, but she's Camille Kampouras, K-A-N-T-O-U-R-I-S. And they assembled a couple of dozen of us, and we have writers from Australia and England and all over America. It's been quite a team. And we started on this back in 2002, so we've been together for a long time and been a lot of places and written a lot of things. Real quick, let me just say, it's in four quadrants, and we have articles that are biblical studies, and each one runs about 600, 700 words. It's very concise. Then we have historical vignettes, and we have key quotations from all kinds of people, and then we have some contemporary trend editorials. So anyway, it's a very rich site, and it's basically been restricted to those in the ministry, and we had over about, I think we have 10,000 plus ministers reading it around the world, and anyway, it's in seven languages and 100 countries, so it's been out there, but it's fun to see.
We need to get it out to the body of Christ here, Mark, because
indeed,
they're the ones that are meeting you know, with neighbors, with people with questions, and going, tell me about your Jesus, and many are ill prepared, or they're shy to talk about it because they haven't, you know, begun the process. We were talking with an educator earlier today, and my kids often hear me talk about the process, that you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, and we have a lot of Christians out there that are just starting the crawling stages, and they don't necessarily want to offend anybody, I guess, even though the truth is at times offensive. I mean, Jesus was offensive, you know, to those things of the devil. But by the same token, what we're finding out, even with all this research that has been done recently, including from Gallup, is secular America is saying, hey, where is your God? How come Christians aren't talking, you know, talking about these issues? They've gone silent, you know, and I go, well, the irony is you told Christians that you didn't want them to participate in the public square. You didn't want them to be part of the conversation because we were too stiff and wrongheaded. And now that you're crashing the bus repeatedly into the ditch, you want drivers.
Well said. Well said. By the way, we see our, it's called the Unapologetic Study Bible. And by the way, one of my colleagues at Southern edited an Apologetic Study Bible. So this isn't a rebuke of that, but basically we're hanging a plumb line just from that biblical notion of the prophets, hanging a plumb line, a biblical plumb line in the midst of a culture that's leaning precipitously. And we're just saying, look, if we're not here to be politically correct. This is what the Word of God says, and this is what God's best people are thinking and doing and have done so through the years.
Yes. Well, let's face it. Political correctness avoids God. I mean, that's what they want to do. I mean, this is all humanistic. They want to get God out of the conversation. And my question to you is, how is that working for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's working terribly. I mean, we hollowed it out. Sometimes you talk about a cut flower civilization, and we certainly had strong Judeo-Christian roots and biblical roots, but you take that away and there's a little bit of bloom on the flower still, but it's done. And we just got to bring back the Word of God and the testimony of the great in church history.
Well, Mark, when you look historically at the children of Israel who had God, Almighty God, as their leader, and when he followed, the children of Israel followed his ways, it went well for them, much the same way as he said to Cain, you know, back in those days, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I think that is, you know, one of the most profound sentences in the Bible that resounds through the millennia, and one that we need to reconnect with today. You know, those who have, understand what their redemption is all about, have experienced the dark and have come to the light, can practically tell you, yes, it goes better when I do right.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many verses that speak to this. You know, if my people were called by my name. I was reading this morning in Samuel, 1 Samuel, just about how things were falling apart, and there's a call now and then that people say, hey, something's wrong, or Samuel will step up, and you have to have these renewals. And of course, our great dream is that there would be an awakening in America, that we come back to our senses, and we read about, we write about in this Bible, we write about the Welsh revival, and there have been other great revivals, Asbury, College and the Hebrides and so forth, and it's just like, oh God, please send that. And in the meantime, we have got to be faithful and very plain spoken about what His Word says.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Dr. Mark Coppinger. We've got to go to a short break. Stay with us, America. We're talking about the Unapologetic Study Bible. We're talking about life in these times and what people, the redeemed people of God, can do in terms of leading a revival. So stay with us. We've got more coming up.
This report is brought to you by GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para-athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. 2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than 2 decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Mark Coppinger continues, a Christian apologetics professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We were talking about the New King James Version, an apologetic study Bible that he and C. Ben Mitchell have put together on our behalf. And not only that, but the resources abound that I believe are of increasing importance to all of us who have questions. And know that we need to be able to speak truth to power, speak truth to this culture, and do so in a loving way, but yet in a way that is going to be, maybe perceived as being a bit confrontive. But that's what the truth does. I mean, it wasn't like Jesus came and everybody just, rolled over, did they, Mark?
No, they didn't. I mean, I remember once I was involved in the startup of a magazine, and we went to this training session up in New York on starting magazines, and they said, look, you're going to have to decide. Are you going to have a magazine with edge or without edge? Without edge is like Christmas Ideals or maybe Saturday Evening Post or whatever. And then edge means that you have the power to offend and to divide people. So you have to make a basic choice. And I thought, well, we're working with the Bible. It has edge. And yes, this certainly has edge.
Right. Well, when you look at society today, society has edge. And society is complaining that they don't like the edge, frankly. And so yep. What are you going to do about it? What are the choices, Mark Coppinger?
Well, I mean, again, we're unapologetic about this. I remember once on talk radio, I was speaking with someone. I think it was on the homosexual issue, and someone was saying, "Oh, that's not loving," and so forth. And I said, "Look, if you go to a doctor and he just tells you what you want to hear, then he's not a very good doctor. That's not merciful." And so when mine tells me, "Hey, you're fat, your cholesterol is high," I don't say, "Well, I'll just go to another doctor who'll tell me I'm just fine." If you have cancer, you want a clear diagnosis. And so as upsetting as it might be, we try to say, look, this is what the Word of God says. And don't call us unloving, but we're not going to back off and say, oh, well, you just write your own diagnosis and prescription, and then we'll just sign it. That's not what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. But what is the purpose of all this, though, Mark? I mean, at the end of the day, if you want to... resist gravity and you want to deny that gravity is in play, how many times do you have to hit the ground from the tallest building to realize that this hurts? And I mean, and I see this more and more in my study and in my devotion time with God. It is just like the law of gravity. Everything is set. All the boundaries are there. And like I said, like that statement with Cain, that one very powerful statement, you know, he's down in his mouth, things aren't going his way because he's being stubborn, and God just breaks it down for him very simply. He says, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right meant righteousness. If you do it God's way, if you choose to do it God's way, understanding the laws and the boundaries that he has established for our good, not for our harm, but for our good, it goes well for us. But, you know, we want to fight that somehow. We want to live life according to our own means, and because we're free will agents, hey, go ahead and have it your way. Keep falling off the building, keep getting bruised, but you know, quit crying out to me and saying, you know, can you do something about this gravity thing? It is set and settled, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. And of course, one of the most dramatic things we see in this connection is just what's happened in Hollywood with Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein and stuff. They just lived absolutely according to their own pleasures and vanity and the like, and now they're crashing and burning. And the one thing that you hope is that when people have tried all this other stuff, you know, or even, I don't know, whatever choice they've taken, that they finally say, wait, this really isn't working out. What do you guys have to say? And by the way, we don't just speak to the things that most people understand are out of line, but we actually help people navigate some waters they might not know about. I mean, what about egg donation for in vitro fertilization? Or what do you make of Islam? Is it a religion of peace? Or how do you pray for them? How do you speak about them? There's just a lot of confusion out there. I remember I had a little card on my wall when I was a pastor that said, don't attribute to malice what can be explained in terms of ignorance. And a lot of times, people are just like sheep. They don't have a clue what's going on. So we're not just rebuking and, you know, standing in the face, shaking a finger, even though we do a fair amount of that. But we also are saying, look, I know these are really confusing times. Let us talk with you about what to make of this.
Right. Well, and today, the role of government is at the forefront like never before. I mean, we have a president that half of the country wants nothing to do with, and a portion of the country wants him impeached.
Yeah, boy, you know, evangelicals have had, they've been all over the place on this particular thing, like, you know, how offended they should be over this or that, or how scrupulous here and there, and we have good people in our church who disagree over how one should vote, but it strikes me that these are very, very dangerous times, and that great things are afoot, and I am so grateful when I see good things done, like the appointment of this particular Supreme Court justice that we just had, and other things. These are very, very tricky times, but I pray for our president, and I'm encouraged by a lot of what I see.
Well, we have elected officials that are getting shot, one beaten up in his front yard. It is a time of unhingement in some degree, and, you know, what's being manifest, whether it's, you know, these alleged lone wolves that are about us. The FBI says we have over a thousand open inquiries right now into radical Islamists that reside in our country. It's no longer an existential threat, it is near and present.
Yeah, that's a very big issue. Actually, we've dealt with Islam a fair amount, and we even had a conference in Europe. It was an invited conference, and it was confidential, but essentially we had leaders from everything from the House of Lords, the Polish Parliament, Australian prelates, the what have you, or Australian bishops, and we talked about the simultaneous collapse of the church in Europe and the expansion of Islam and what that meant for Europe. And we also talked about how you really can't get the West, Europe and America, out of just any old religion. It really takes a Judeo-Christian base, and you just can't get Europe out of the Quran. And so, you know, goodbye if you think that every religion is just the same. So we actually have a Kairos Journal Award that's given, we gave it a couple of times, but once it was to a fellow about Islam. He's a Pakistani expat in Australia, and he spoke plainly about Islam in a church after the bombing at Bali that took out a lot of Australian lives. And there was kickback, and some Muslims complained that he was critical. And so a judge there in Melbourne said, you have to buy $75,000 worth of papers, worth of ads and papers, to apologize.
No, well.
And I'm not going to do it. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court of Australia. But the speech codes, the political correctness is horrendous. And so we gave him an award for standing tall for the truth. It's on university campuses. It's in the political halls. We just are so paralyzed. We're so afraid that we'll offend someone or that we'll actually be in danger that we silence ourselves. And it's just time
exactly.
to say, this is the truth.
What is it about $75,000? Wasn't that about what we spent for advertisements after Benghazi, and we were blaming Benghazi because of the video, and Barack Obama and our government spent something like $75,000 apologizing for it?
Oh, I don't know the number on that, but I do remember the way they spun that and blamed it on that little video. You know, there's just so much. You know, the devil's the father of lies. You know, he doesn't manufacture bread or cobble shoes. He makes lies, and he sure does have a lot of wares out there. And there was a lot of misdirection over that particular thing. But you know, actually, one of the things, you know, people think in heaven is want to be great. You know, you don't have sickness and you don't have hunger and, you know, some sort of violence. I'm thinking it's going to be a great place just for it being a place of truth.
Yes.
There's so much falsehood out here in the world. If you go to a place and you don't have to say, well, I wonder really what the truth is. It's just everything's true up there. I really look forward to that.
It would be refreshing. I mean, you know, here, you know, I was born and raised in California, and our governor is so confused that he thinks God got it wrong in declaring male and female. He believes that the state needed to declare a third option, and I thought that was interesting. I don't know why he stopped at three. There's some California universities that have as many as 26 gender designations, so, but I guess three is closer to 26 than two. I guess.
Oh, man. I think I saw the other day that one of the social media sites allowed for over 70 different choices. It's just like a buffet line where you can mix and match any kind of nuance. Yeah, I mean, we've really lost our minds on this. And it says male and female created he them. And people seem to think, we saw an article the other day about a man and a woman, and they discovered that they were actually brother and sister. They'd been separated, and they were marrying, and they thought, well, okay, we'll just go ahead with it. And this was an argument saying, no, that's all right, that's fine. And they came up with a fancy name for that kind of attraction to one sibling.
Wow.
And, you know, you just keep it up. Just keep it up. And
that's the one thing about lies. You just keep on missing the mark until it goes to the absurd, right? Well, Dr. Mark Coppinger, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation. Congratulations on the book, the King James Version Unapologetic Study Bible. I say the book, the Bible, that was just released from Thomas Nelson Publishers. Where can they go for more information?
Well, I know the Nelson site, Zondervan Nelson, is in the HarperCollins family, and I don't have the site right in front of me here, but Amazon has it, and I've seen it in a variety of places. It's just now coming out, and it's beautiful. But yes, I'm sure you could just go.
And we're going to link it. And we're going to link it on our website as well. Dr. Mark Coppinger, thank you for being with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.